I'm sure you know the bright, wild swirls, rods, and rings of a Chihuly glass piece. You can't miss them in the Puget Sound area and across the world. They've made Dale Chihuly an icon, but is it a Chihuly if he did not physically create the art? That's a question behind a lawsuit filed against Dale Chihuly. Here to discuss, KUOW's arts reporter Marcy Silman and Seattle glass artist Benjamin Moore. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Hi there.
Marcy, what is this former Chihuly contractor claiming?
Essentially, he claims that he created some of the paintings that Dale Chihuly signed his name to, and that he had been promised money that he didn't get, and he feels that he's owed $23 million in back pay.
What does Chihuly say?
Chihuly says that he was never promised that money, that he was hired as a handyman, and that he did assist with some things, but there, no promises were made, and that Chihuly puts his name on work that he conceives and other people help carry out. And that's always been the case.
Chihuly. I've been saying Chihuly. Chihuly. How surprising is it to hear Chihuly has assistants doing a lot of the manual labor?
Not at all. Not at all. And it's not unusual.
Yeah, and is it because of his eye? He's famous for his eye injury, his eye patch. Is that why?
Well, it's one of the reasons he has no depth perception. He had an automobile accident in 1976 where he lost an eye, but I bet Ben can talk more to how this works than I can.
Yes, Ben, you've worked with Chihuly since 1974. What's it like to work in the studios?
It's always brilliant working with Dale. He's a very generous person who always has a very clear idea on what he wants. I can personally say that every time that I've worked for him before we say we're going to do a couple-day session, that he sits down and is very clear before we even get started about what he's trying to achieve and, you know, bounces off of all the people that are working for him, you know, telling them specifically what he wants. And then, of course, there's a dialogue that goes back and forth between the person who's executing the work and Dale's original concept, but that's part of the process.
So do you have an opinion about this lawsuit filed by this former Chihuly contractor?
Utterly ridiculous.
Utterly ridiculous. Why?
If you go back in history and look at, you know, brilliant artists, you know, going way back all the way, you know, and then up to contemporary times, I mean, Michelangelo had many assistants that painted backgrounds and you know, landscapes, and then he would come in and fill in the detail of the painting in the forefront. And so, I mean, artists have always used assistants to help them execute their works.
Marcy, have we been thinking too much of art as a solitary process?
Well, I think that there is this notion of artists alone in a garret, but if you think about art beyond visual art, theater is a collaborative art form. The director works with a new playwright. Actors help shape things. We have editors who help writers write their books. And
but we don't call the play a Sondheim. How likely do you think it is that the Chihuly buyer knows that it's done by a team?
Well, I don't know if the buyer knows it, but I would guess that anybody who enters into a working relationship with Dale Chihuly, because he has such a long track record, understands how those studios work. It's not a shock to come in there and expect to be part of a team.
Benjamin, when artists collaborate, should all their names go on the artwork?
Absolutely not. It's the person with the original idea that has the concept. And we can take this one step further, and if you think of glassmaking prior to 1962, when the American studio glass movement got started, prior to 1962, if any artist or designer had a concept or idea, they would have to go to a glass factory and have a master craftsman execute it. So throughout all time up until 1962, it was always done in this fashion. That is, a designer artist would have the idea, the master craftsman would execute it. In 62, when this movement started in America, it gave artists the first hands-on contact with the material, and then you know, people started making the glass themselves. Dale did that and is an incredible glassmaker himself as a young man. And then, of course, the accident had an effect on his ability. But then he saw that it made sense to have other skilled people help him realize his ideas, which is completely legitimate.
Marcy, Benjamin called it ridiculous, but what do you think the chances are that this former contractor could win such a lawsuit?
Well, I'm no legal expert, and I hate to jump ahead of a judge, but I think not, because there is a precedent for how the Chihuly studio's work, and this person was not hired as a glass blower the way Benjamin and a lot of glass artists were. He was somebody who had a different status altogether. But then again, I could be wrong.
Marcy Silman knows a lot, though, KOW's arts reporter, and Benjamin Moore is a Seattle glass artist who's worked with Dale Chihuly since the 70s. We did reach out to Mr. Moore's lawyer for a statement, the plaintiff, and we'll get that on our website as soon as we hear back. Marcy Silman and Benjamin Moore, thanks to both of you for this.
You're welcome.
Indeed.